From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two French policemen were stabbed to death Monday in a Paris suburb in an attack claimed by Islamic State. France is on high alert as it hosts European football championships. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, said there's no indication the gunman who killed 49 people at an Orlando nightclub early Sunday was directed from outside the country or part of a network.
So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States, and we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network. It is also not entirely clear at this point just what terrorist group he aspired to support, although he made clear his affinity at the time of the attack for ISIL and generally leading up to the attack for radical Islamist groups.
But Comey said it appears 29-year-old Omar Mateen was inspired by radical Islamist groups and radicalized online. He died in a shootout with police in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. His father, Sadiq Mir Mateen, Monday condemned his son's actions.
My family is completely, they are shocked. They can't believe. What did he do?
He wished the wounded a speedy recovery. President Obama is set to visit Orlando Thursday. A psychologist testified Monday that South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius is a broken man who needs to be hospitalized, not jailed, for the 2013 killing of his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. The 29-year-old double amputee faces a minimum 15-year jail term after his conviction of culpable homicide was upgraded on appeal. Pistorius maintains he mistook his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, for a nighttime intruder when he fired four times through a bathroom door. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Refugee Agency said in Nairobi Monday that repatriation of Somali refugees from the Kenyan-operated Dadaab camp appears to be the best solution. Filippo Grandi spoke after visiting the camp, which houses more than 300,000 Somalis, and met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta.
On the need of a solution, I think all agreed. The President of Somalia stressed that all Somalis are welcome back into their country. And I thought that that was a good starting point. So repatriation is the best solution.
Kenya has announced its intention to close the camp, viewing it as a security threat. In Iraq, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the U.S. employed at least one Apache helicopter in combat, striking an Islamic State target for the first time near the IS-held city of Mosul. Meanwhile, the Iraqi government said it made arrests as it investigates allegations that Shia militia members taking part in the assault to retake the IS-held city Fallujah executed dozens of Sunni men who surrendered as they fled the city. And the UN humanitarian coordinator for Iraq said in the past 2 days more than 7,000 civilians have fled the fighting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Monday said the alliance has agreed to deploy four international battalions to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel most threatened by Russia.
We are constantly assessing how we can make sure that our presence in the Baltic region is the best possible presence. And we are also at this meeting actually going to take decisions which is increasing our presence in the Baltic region with a more forward presence of NATO troops.
Some leaders in the Baltic states say they fear the force NATO plans to deploy is too small to deter a Russian attack. The UN Human Rights Chief expressed growing dismay Monday at the increasing detention of migrants arriving from Europe. Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein said he has sent staff members to assess the situation.
The countries of Europe must find a way to address the current migration crisis consistently and in a manner that respects the rights of the people concerned, including in the context of the EU-Turkey agreement.
That agreement reached in March says migrants not entitled to asylum are to be deported from Greece back to Turkey. For the first time, Israel has been elected to chair a UN committee. Ambassador Danny Danon won the chair of the Legal Affairs Committee of the General Assembly despite Arab opposition. The Palestinian chief delegate criticized the vote, describing Israel as the biggest violator of international law. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to allow Puerto Rico to restructure its debt, leaving the U.S. territory at risk of default unless Congress passes debt relief legislation. The court Monday said the federal bankruptcy law does not allow the island to enact its own legislation. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.